brought to you by Penguin.
The Gathering Storm, written by Peter Smalley, read by Michael Tudor Barnes. An horrid stillness first invades the ear, and in that silence we the tempest fear. John Dryden. Frigate in the Navy. A light, nimble ship built for the purpose of sailing swiftly. These vessels mount from 20 to 50 guns and are esteemed excellent cruisers. Falconer's Dictionary of the Marine. Chapter 1. Spring, 1791. Captain James Hayter, R.N., raised his fowling piece, aimed, and pulled the trigger. The flint snapped home in the pan, there was the flash of a spark, then nothing. The fat wood pigeon soared up, wings clapping, and disappeared into the trees across the meadow. "Damnation!" muttered. Captain Hayter lowered the gun and examined the lock and pan. "Damp powder, old fellow," to his dog. "That's what comes of pushing too eagerly through foliage after rain, do you see, without putting the lock under my arm. Carelessness, Tam." The dog looked at him, head tilted on one side at the sound of its name. And disappointment. The dog's tongue lolled, as if in agreement. "No pigeon pie, that's what." A breath, and he shouldered the gun and adjusted the strap of the empty game bag. "But we've come far enough today and walked off our fat, eh?" The dog watched him, waiting and alert, one ear cocked, the other half-cocked. "Time to go home, I think." He set off to the south, along the winding path at the edge of the meadow. Sharp sunlight gleamed on the metal furniture of the gun and along the barrel. The dog tarried a moment, having heard the word home, and become reluctant. "Come on, Tam!" And now the dog bounded after him. Cloud shadow followed them across the field, hiding the sun, darkening the copse on the hill above. Presently a shower of rain came sweeping and billowing, and the man and his dog became indistinct as they reached the stream and the line of low trees on the far side. When they reached Birch Cottage, Captain Hayter's home, about 30 minutes after, both were very wet. James crossed the stable yard and went in at the rear of the house, left the dog in the scullery, and put his gun and bag in the dark little parlour beyond the kitchen that he used as his gun room. He took off his wet coat, shook his wet hat, and now turned his head to the kitchen with a frown. The kitchen was empty. The whole house had a curious atmosphere of emptiness and quietude. He strode out into the passage, glanced again into the kitchen, then went through into the living quarters. Silence. "Catherine?" He glanced up the staircase, then went into the library, opening the door wide. The fire had not been lighted. The room was empty. He went through into the drawing room and found that empty. Turning out of the room, "Catherine!" From the scullery, the aggrieved barking of the dog echoing through the lower part of the house, and the subdued tick-tock of the long-case clock in the library. No other sound. He stood a moment in frowning puzzlement, then ran quickly up the stairs, gripping the banister to lift himself along, just as he would have gripped the shrouds of a mast to aid his going aloft. As he came to the top of the staircase, "Cathy, are you there?" No answer. And now he was beginning to be anxious a little. A muffled voice from the bedroom at the far end of the passage. The boys' room. A man's voice. Fear gripped his guts and dug in its claws. He hurried there to the door of the room and saw...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?